I want to read some scripture this morning from 1 Peter, if you want to follow along with me. And if you have your Bibles, let's stand and stretch for a moment here. 1 Peter chapter 1. And I'm going to read in chapter 1 and in chapter 2. Just one scripture here in chapter 1. It's verse number 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Now chapter 2 is going to use some similar language, and I think you'll recognize it when we get to it, but let's start in verse number 1 here. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. If so be you have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious, ye also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house and a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's pray and ask the Lord to speak to us today. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that we have heard you speaking to us now for these several days during this meeting. Lord, we know that you have brought your word to light and life to us. But now, God, this day, on this Friday, Lord, we pray that you would visit us once again, that you would challenge us and change us and work your will in us. And Lord, I pray for the anointing of the Holy Ghost to preach your word today, Lord. We'll give you the thanks and the praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Now, don't sit down just yet. I want you to turn to somebody and shake hands or just look them in the eye and say, lively. All right? All right? Would you do that? Just say, lively. Amen. Now, that's important at 10:30 in the morning in church on a Friday. Praise God. You may be seated now. I want to draw your attention to that word, lively. And if the Lord will help me today, I'd like to talk to you about lively stones in a spiritual house. Amen. I tried yesterday to talk to you about life and the life that we now live. I'm glad that we have discovered the abundant life that Jesus promised. It's a reality. It's not just a concept. Amen. We have experienced life, being born again. Amen, is a tremendous and miraculous experience. And today, with the Lord's help, I want to talk to you about this word lively. Amen, lively stones in a spiritual house. There's a lot of words that intrigue me. I'm not a Greek-Hebrew scholar, and I don't know those languages, haven't studied them. About the extent of my knowledge is what I get out of Strong's Concordance, but I've always been fascinated by etymology, that is, you know, the meanings of words and the origins of words, and this is one of those words, this word lively. I know that at first glance, we might be tempted to think that it's the same thing as living. In fact, some of the commentaries make it the same thing. But I don't think it is quite the same thing. Verse 4 uses the word living, to whom coming as unto a living stone. And then in verse 5, lively stones. Now, obviously, the translators of the King James Version could have used the same words there, if they're the same, but they must have seen something that made it slightly different. Now, what I saw in Strong's Concordance is that this word, this root word, just simply means pertaining to life. and then it can be translated as living or lively. So we know that they both pertain to life, but and they're very similar, but there is a difference between living and lively. And I think that it has something similar to what the Bible says when we're told in the book of Ephesians and other places, you have He quickened, amen, who were dead in trespasses and sins. He's quickened you. He's quickened us. He's made us alive. He has infused life into us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. The dictionary defines lively as full of vigor or motion. Now, you know that it's possible to be alive and not be full of vigor and motion. Amen. Praise God. We were all sitting on our pews last night, very much alive, but you watch Brother Randy Webb preach and you'll see lively. Amen. Praise God. Full of vigor and motion. Y'all still with me this morning? Just let me get some of this foundation laid here, and then I'm going to trust the Lord to help us. In the old 1895 Webster Dictionary, it says that lively is brisk, vigorous, vivacious, active, amen, animated, spirited, lively, representing life. As a lively, amen, imitation of nature. And then this Webster Dictionary says, in regard to the use of the word lively in the Scripture, lively stones, they define it as saints are called lively stones as being quickened by the Spirit and active in holiness. That's from Webster's Dictionary. Active in holiness. Amen. Not passive. But active. Passive is to receive it, possibly even against your will. But active is to pursue it, to absorb it, to be involved in the process of it. Amen. Alive to it, interested in it, paying attention to it. Amen. Active in holiness, quickened in the Spirit. Praise God. Amen. If you don't yet see the difference between lively and alive, let me put it this way. I was on vacation. My wife and I and our kids and family and my in-laws. We all went to Lake of the Ozarks several years ago there in Missouri. And my father-in-law and I had fished in the cool of the day, in the morning, and then we'd come back to the cabin and had lunch, and he and I walked down to the lake and just walked right on out into the water there, and we were standing about waist deep in the water, looking out over the beautiful lake on a summer day, and just standing there, just enjoying the calm and quiet of vacation. And all of a sudden, I heard this noise, and I turned and looked just in time to see my father-in-law jump up and backwards at the same time. He jumped back so quickly that his false teeth popped out of his face. And with one motion, he grabbed his teeth, forced them into his mouth, and ran backwards up onto the shore. I stood there and I said, "What in the world?" And he pointed to his bare toe and he said, "A fish or something just bit me on my toe." I don't know what it was. He doesn't know what it was. But I'm telling you, one moment we're alive, and the next moment he's lively. Now, that's a difference. Amen. Maybe you've spooked somebody at some time, and you've seen the difference between live and lively. I went to a friend of mine's house. He'd sent me there to get some tools. We were working on a house together, and he said, I left my toolbox on the front porch. Would you mind to go get it?" So I did, and I pulled up in his driveway, and his tools were on the other side of the porch. And his daughter heard the car pull up, and she came out and opened the door, And she recognized my vehicle, but she didn't see me. And so she was looking over at the driveway, looking at my car, and trying to figure out where I was. And all I said was, "Hi, Esther." That's all I said. And she stood there running in place for a full minute. I mean, just running. It scared her so bad and caught her so off guard. And she was very much alive when she came out through the door, but something created a reaction in her that caused her to be what I call lively. Amen. Praise the Lord. My family likes to tease me. I'm a little jumpy. I'm not as jumpy as A.E. Young. If you ever go to Junction Hill Church there in Missouri, you're liable to meet A.E. Young. And Brother A.E.'s a pipeliner, worked hard all of his life, but he's one of those guys that if you come up behind him and touch him on the side, he just goes berserk. I mean, all you have to do is touch him on the side, and he goes to flailing, his arms just. And the poor guy, the kids in our church, they knew that, and they just torment him all the time. Just walk up, touch him on the side, and you better not be too close, because he's liable to hit you, you know. Because it's just a reaction. His arms go to flailing around, and I'm a little bit like that. But one night we're sitting at the table and at my in-law's house, and my back is against the counter, and there's this wooden silhouette type of a figurine that's on the edge of the shelf. And for whatever reason, it just falls off the shelf and lands flat on the tile right behind where I'm sitting. And the kids tell that story yet today of how I screamed out loud and threw my hands into the air. It scared me so bad, that reaction that causes impulsive reaction within you. Amen. I think that that's something, certainly. Those humorous examples don't describe the depth of the spiritual meaning here, but I'm trying to make the distinction of between living and lively. Amen. It's possible to be alive and yet not really be alive at all. There's people that are sitting on church pews every Sunday that aren't lively. Amen. They go through the motion and the fashion of religion. They have the form of it. Amen. But they deny the power thereof. They don't have the liveliness of the Spirit. Not everybody is a lively stone in the spiritual house of God. Amen. Now, Gill's commentary said that that all human beings are stones that are basically cut out of the same quarry. And I understand that image. We all are human beings in that sense. But, amen, Christian human beings have been infused with a different kind of life. We have been given a new power. We have been touched by a life that is an eternal life. Amen. We have been given a lively hope, as the Apostle Peter put it in chapter 1. We have been given a liveliness in us that transforms us from just ordinary rocks into stones in the temple of God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. I'd like to preach to you this morning on being lively this morning and tell you that as Christians, we've been given a lot of sources of this life. We've been given a living water. Amen. Jesus said, amen, that he that believeth on me, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Living water. Amen. I'm glad today that we have found the wellspring of living water today. Praise God. When I first moved to the Ozarks to pastor the church there at Junction Hill, not long afterwards, we were having our first baptizing, and we didn't have a baptistry in that church. And so we started making arrangements and asking around where we're going to have the baptism. And I suggested somebody's pond, and they said, "Oh no, Brother Blue, here it's got to be live water." Amen. We do baptisms in live water. Now we might have different scriptural debates about that, but in their persuasion, they believe that it had to be live water. You know what I mean by that? It had to be running water. It had to be a river. Number one, because Jesus was baptized in a river, and if Jesus is going to be baptized in a river, we all ought to be baptized in a river. That was their philosophy. The other thing is, they felt like the live water symbolically showed, amen, the washing away of the old life and the old sins. Regardless of the flawed theology there, the reality is, amen, there is a difference between pond water and live water. Amen. Pond water is stagnant. Amen. It doesn't change much. But living water, it is changing. Amen. Continuously. There's a flow of it. Praise God. I'm glad for the service that we had last night. But I'm glad that this morning we got up and we woke up to a fresh flow of living water. I'm glad for what God did for me, amen, almost 40 years ago. But what happened to me 40 years ago, amen, is an ancient experience. But today, the reality of a living Christ flowing in me, amen, and flowing through us, reminds us that we are living stones and we have a lively hope. And we are lively stones in the temple of God. Hallelujah. We have a living water. We have a living word. Praise God. We have a living word. This Bible, amen, is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Amen. Did you get that? It's quick. It means it's alive. These, amen, these are not just ink stains on white pages. This is the word of the living God. It's a living word. Praise God. Lively words. In fact, we are told in the book of Acts, we are discussing Moses and in the Old Testament law, that when Moses came down off of that hill with those stones in his arms, they were called living oracles. Praise God. Lively oracles, actually. Amen. Lively oracles. Hallelujah. Something in the original language says that it was something like logos voce. Amen. The word from the voice. Amen. The lively word of God. Amen. Etched in stone, but the word of God. Hallelujah. I'm glad for the living word that we have this morning. It's real. It's alive. It's the word of God. Praise God. Amen. Probably you've heard the story that Brother Don Rich tells, and I've used it too, about the preacher, street preacher out in California. He may be here today. I don't know. Amen. But Brother Rich tells about the preacher that couldn't get the attention of a crowd that day. Nobody would gather around to hear him preach. But an idea came to his mind. So he took his Bible and he dropped it, amen, on the sidewalk. He jumped back and pointed at it and said, "It's alive! It's alive! It's alive!" The crowd came running around to see, is it a snake or is it a creature of some kind? And as the crowd pressed in to him hollering, "It's alive!" He saw that he got the attention of some, and he grabbed his Bible and he said, "It's the Word of God and it's alive!" Praise God. I believe that this morning. Amen. I don't have as much success with that illustration as Brother Rich. I told it in the Philippines. Amen. Through a translator. I put my Bible down and I pointed at it and started hollering, "It's alive." And my translator misinterpreted my English. And he translated it and said, "It's a lie. It's a lie." Amen. Fortunately, the missionary there, Brother Cook, he knew the language well enough. He caught it, and he jumped up, and he said, "No, brother, no, not a lie, alive." Amen. Praise God. Some people may think of it as a lie, but I think of it as a life-giving word. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is where we get our instructions. This is where we get our strength. This is where we get our guidance. Amen. This is not just words on a page. It's the Word of Almighty God. Hallelujah. We have a living Word. Amen. We have a living way. When we got saved, we got on a living way. Praise the Lord. The book of Hebrews calls it the living way. Friend, this is not just about religion. It's about a relationship with God. Amen. But even more than that, it is about the reality of being infused with a way that is a living way. We have found a path that is alive and infused with life. We have found a power that's beyond our power, a substance that satisfies us every day. I'm glad I'm in this way, this living way. Amen. This Jesus way. Hallelujah. It is a living way. Praise the Lord. Amen. And we have a living worship. Amen. Praise God. We gather together not as some do in some edifice. Chapel or ancient cathedral to go through the rituals of religion. We gather together to worship a living God. Amen. And I believe that Jesus captured that idea when he was talking to the woman at the well. And they got in a discussion. She brings up the fact that you Jews say over in that mountain we should worship. And we say over here is the place to worship. And Jesus said, woman, the day is coming when neither here or in that mountain will we worship. Amen. Praise God. But the true worshipers will worship in spirit and in truth. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We all come from a variety of churches. Aren't you glad that you can feel God down in, amen, in South Carolina as well as you can here in Virginia? I'm glad that God knows no bounds. We have come to the living God and we have a living worship. We can worship Him this morning. Amen. We're not bound by time and location. Amen. If we have the Spirit of God in us, I mean, we have this lively life within us. I believe we ought to be able to worship God and praise Him this morning. Hallelujah. Praise God. I don't understand how it is that people who claim to know Jesus have such a hard time worshiping Him. Amen. Church, we need to get back to the concept of being lively stones in the house of God. Amen. This is not just dead formality. Amen. This is a living reality. Praise God. We are the stones in the house of God. Brothers on the front row there, would you stand up just for a minute? Face the audience about at that altar. You brothers here, amen, stand here for just a second. All of you to stand right there. I want to tell you, amen, this is what the church is. Amen. This is a beautiful sanctuary that we're having services in. But the church is not the brick and the mortar, amen, and the hanging chandeliers. Amen. This is the church. Praise God. It's men that are in touch with God, men who have received Jesus Christ as their Savior, and women, and young men, and young women, and boys and girls, amen, who have been infused with life. Hallelujah. Amen. This is one of the walls of the temple of God. Amen. They stand on the shoulders of other Holy Ghost-filled saints who stood on the shoulders of the apostles of old. Amen. And we make up this living thing called the church. It is not an organization. It is an organism. Amen. Praise God. It is a breathing, living thing. Hallelujah. Amen. And so why then do we have such a hard time seeing life? Amen. In so many churches. I'm telling you, we need to get back to being lively stones. Amen. Jesus said concerning the church, amen, in the book of Revelation, thou hast a name that thou livest but art dead. Come on now. Praise God. Put Pentecostal on the church sign. Amen. But if you don't have the Pentecostal experience, you're dead. Amen. I mean, you got to have that power indwelling in you, the Holy Ghost making you alive. Amen. Come on now. I'm just telling you that this is a living, breathing thing. Hallelujah. This church of Jesus Christ. We ought to worship Him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. The little children heard mom and dad the day before Jesus coming down into Jerusalem riding on that donkey. They all got to hollering, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Amen. They took their coats off and worshiped Him as He came into town. And the next day or so, depending on your particular timeline of events, amen, the next day or so, Jesus went to the temple. He overthrew the money changers. He healed, He healed people. But the specific thing that I'm interested in there is that the children, amen, were crying in the temple, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Amen. The old religious leaders got upset and said, oh my, this is getting out of hand here. And said, Jesus, you need to tell these children to be quiet. Tell them children to stop saying that. And Jesus said, amen, if they hold their peace, the rocks are going to cry out. Amen. Praise God. Listen, amen. Some earth-bound rock, amen, cannot take the place of a living stone. Amen. I'm telling you, when you get touched with the high praises of God, you come in, you're not just in the church, you are the church. Amen. Hallelujah. We need to worship Him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. You can be seated, brothers. Oh, glory. Glory to God. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to tell you, I mentioned yesterday all this talk about vampires and zombies and death. You looked at me funny. Most of you don't believe in zombies, but I do. Amen. Come on now. I'm an evangelist. I've been too many places not to believe in zombies. Amen. Praise God. You mean dead men walking around? Yes, that's exactly what I mean. Amen. But I'm not talking in the physical sense. Hear me now. I'm talking in the spiritual sense. I see them come walking into church. Amen. Hello. Amen. Sit down in their pews. Amen. The preacher says, raise your hands. The preacher says, sit down. Amen. Praise God. I'm telling you, I'm tired of zombie religion. Amen. I'm tired of zombie religion. Half dead, half alive. We don't know what side we're on. I'm telling you, it's time to get infused with the life of the Spirit. Amen. Be lively stones in the house of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Why? Amen. Do we have to be instructed to say hallelujah? Told to say praise the Lord? Amen. Come on now. Amen. All you zombies, turn to page 110. Oh, do we have to? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. We get a little lively. Amen. The pianist hits the first note on the song, and it's like my father-in-law getting bit on the toe. Amen. We come alive. Praise God. It's time to sing. Hallelujah. I'm going home. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. I want to be a lively stone in the house of the Lord. Amen. Alive means active senses. Lively means extra sensitive senses. Amen. Alive means breath and heartbeats. But lively means love and generosity and emotion, amen, inside along with the breathing and the heartbeats. Alive, amen, means to go through the motions. But lively means, amen, to enjoy, amen, the things of God. Hallelujah. Alive is to be a spectator sitting in the grandstands. But lively is to be a participant, amen,
on the field. I want to be involved. I don't want to be just sitting in a pew watching it happen. I want to be a part of it. Amen. I want to be worshiping Him and praising Him, loving Him with all my heart and soul and strength. Amen. Praise God. I'm telling you, we need to take the preacher's advice from last night and get serious about what we're doing for the work of God. We're running out of time. We need some lively stones in the house of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm not just talking about jumping and jerking when we feel a little emotion now. I'm not talking about goosebumps going up and down our spine. I do believe that emotion is important, and I'm not afraid of it, because emotion is part of this word lively. Amen. Lively. We can't separate emotion from who we are, and we can't separate emotion from our worship. Amen. Emotion without devotion is commotion. So we need more than the emotion. But when I talk about lively, I'm not just talking about the emotional side of our worship, though I am a little worried about our Pentecostal and holiness churches. Amen. I'm a little worried about us losing that tradition that has separated us from so many others. Amen. I think we need to get back to the joy of the Lord, which is our strength. We need to rejoice evermore and enjoy the things of God. We'd have a lot more victory if we had, amen, a little more joy. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you ever go to youth camps, some of you young people may have been to some youth camps a little farther west of here. Amen. You probably met the Binkley brothers. Amen. Brother Binkley's boys, same age, they're twins. Amen. Ethan is in Bible school. Evan is in a wheelchair. Been in a wheelchair all of his life. I forget the disease, spinal bifida or something like that. Amen. Have you ever met the Binkley brothers? Amen. Praise God. You'll see them at meetings together. Evan will roll in, amen, under his own strength in that wheelchair. And let me tell you something. Amen. He doesn't want you feeling sorry for him. And when the Spirit of God gets to moving in the service, you talk about holy rollers. Come on now. Amen. Oh, Evan kicks into high gear, and he goes to rolling that wheelchair back and forth. He'll spin it around, throws his hands in the air, and praises God. What's your excuse? You say, oh, if he only had his legs, if he could only walk around, if he only had life, a normal life, friend. I mean, what's a normal life without Jesus? What's a normal life without the Spirit? Amen. I see people walking and running. Amen. Athletes that don't have any life, they're not lively at all. Amen. They may be recognized by the world, but let me tell you, I believe in heaven, it is acknowledged when that boy in a wheelchair goes to praising God, amen, and worshiping God, because he's a lively stone in the house of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm just about to wrap this up, but I want to tell you something about lively people. Lively people are loving people. Amen. That's back to that emotional part of us. Amen. We put our passion into it. We love the Lord first and foremost. We love Him with all of our heart and soul and mind and strength. We love, amen, our families. We love our wife. We love our children. We love our grandchildren. We don't hold back. Amen. We cover them with our love, because lively people know how to really love. Praise God. We love because He loved. As I said yesterday, as the Apostle Paul said, amen, this life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me. Praise God. We are a loved people, and we are a loving people. We need to love one another in the house of God. There's no big eyes, no little U's. Amen. Praise God. We're all important in the work of God. I already told you about my little identity crisis. Amen. Let me tell you something. I told Brother Randy Webb last night after service, I said, if living up there in those mountains where he lives makes you a preacher like that, I'm thinking about moving to the mountains. Amen. But let me tell you something. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We preach down in the coastal lowlands of the Carolinas. Amen. Praise God. You can be lively there, right? Amen. You don't have to just be in the mountains to be lively. Down in the lowlands of the Carolinas, you can be lively. Guess what? You might not believe it, but out in the farmlands of the Midwest, you can be lively. Amen. And out there in the barren wastelands of the Southwest, you can be lively. Amen. We need to appreciate one another and love one another and acknowledge that this comes from Jesus Himself. Amen. And we are a loving people, and that's what makes us lively. Praise God. Amen. Lively people are learning people. They're learning people. Now, I do know that the Scripture says in one place, concerning the heretics, that they are ever learning and never coming to the knowledge of the truth. Amen. But that is not a blatant condemnation of education. That is not against learning. Amen. I believe that we need to study to show ourselves approved workmen that needeth not to be ashamed. I don't know about you, but I still have a lot to learn about the Lord. We need to be ever learning. You know why? Because we're not just dead stones. Amen. We're lively stones. We need new, amen, and fresh information to sustain us, not just for yesterday's battle, but for tomorrow's battle. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I think that this is something that the songwriter got a hold of when he said, I want to know more about my Jesus. I want to know more about my Lord. Amen. I want to know more about my mansion I'm going to receive as my reward. Amen. And after I've reached that heavenly city, how's it go? Praise God. I mean to know more than I know now. Lively people are learning people. I want to know more about Jesus. I want to serve Him. I want to follow Him. I want to be His disciple. Praise God. Lively people are loving people. They are learning people. And they are looking people. Praise God. Because we have overactive sensitive senses now, amen, we've been fully heightened to our awareness. We have spiritual senses now. We are aware of things that others are not aware of. Amen. The world, amen, is going to and fro. Amen. Back and forth without any thought today about the fact that Jesus is going to return. But look at you this morning. Amen. You took time off work, made plans to drive here. You're in church on a Friday morning. Why? Because there's something in you that says, amen, the Lord's coming. I wanna be close to the Lord. Praise God. Amen. We're looking. Amen. We're looking for the Lord's coming. And guess what? Amen. To those who look for His appearing, He's going to appear the second time. Hallelujah. I want to be looking for the coming of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Spiritually speaking, every morning we ought to throw the door open and look out and say, is this the day? Amen. Is this the day that the Lord's going to come? Amen. We have a heightened awareness about the things of God, and we are looking for the Lord to come back. That's what it means to be lively. Praise the Lord. Oh, glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. I told you my testimony yesterday, a little bit about it. When I was in Jamaica, just a few days before I had that experience in that little mountain church in Jamaica, I almost lost my life. Got tangled up with a group called the Rastafari. They're the ones that originated this dreadlock look with the long, curly, you know, matted strands of hair. It came out of Jamaica, the Rastafari. And it was an accident, but that's the way my life was at that time. And I fell into a dangerous situation, and they misinterpreted. It was a drug deal that went bad, And they were just about, amen, to kill my cousin and I up there in the dark hills of Jamaica. And I've concluded this, that the deeper that I got in sin, the farther I got from God, the closer I got to death. Amen. The closer I got to death. Because death and decay is all the result of sin. Amen. But a few days later, I stumbled in. Amen. I was invited in. Amen. The Lord led me in to that little church in Jamaica where I was exposed to the gospel. And I heard the singing. And I felt the joy of those people. And though I didn't know what it was, guess what? I felt life. And the power of that life was so strong that it was only a few days later I prayed and asked Jesus to come into my life. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you have He quickened who were once dead in your trespasses and sins. I'm glad that I've been transformed to life, but not just to escape, amen, the ugliness and fearfulness of death in this world, but to discover a life that is truly lively, amen, truly lively, a joy unspeakable and full of glory. Would you stand with me this morning and let's praise Him? Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Lively stones in the house of God. The living, breathing church of the living God. Hallelujah. Let me tell you one more thing here. Let me tell you one more thing. As I was studying out this word lively, I came across an interesting thing. At least it was interesting to me. Though, amen, it should be Brother Dulles explaining this. I'm just going to give you a rough, quick overview. Amen. I came across that Old Testament mystery that so little is known of that we really can't even preach much about it. But in the Old Testament, there was this thing called the Urim and the Thummim. Amen. And it's a mystery. We don't know for sure what it was. It had something to do with the ephod. And in the early days leading up to David, they oftentimes would go to it, amen, for divine guidance. We don't know exactly how it was, but the most common explanation that I came across was that this ephod, not the one that they normally wore, but a separate one or a shield of some kind, was decorated with these various stones. Amen. They said that in some cases they thought maybe it had the letters of the Hebrew alphabet, one letter above every stone. Amen. And that on certain occasions, as they would inquire of the Lord and seek of God, amen, God would somehow illuminate those stones and spell out His guidance for them. That sounds a little mystical, amen. And I don't know all about that. But when I read that, all I thought of was the lively stones. Amen. Somehow or another, praise God, the glow of the glory of God made those stones come to life, so to speak. Amen. You know what we're feeling right now? Amen. It's God come down to cause His stones to glow. Praise God. I'd like to glow with the glory of God. How about you? I'd like to be a living stone. Amen. A living stone illuminated with the light of God, that the world would see the power and the glory of Jesus. Come on, let's praise Him one more time. Why don't you absorb some of His presence right now? Let's go home with new strength, new power, new joy, new victory, a new glow all